Hi, my name's Gabby. I studied abroad in Copenhagen during the semester of fall 2021.
Very nice. My name's Harrison, and tell me about an experience you had during your trip, and tell me how it moved you, like something that was super interesting.
So one of my biggest memories throughout my time abroad was a trip that one of my classes took to Milan and Verona. I took a class called Positive Psychology, and we basically met 3 times a week and also traveled together as a course. And for those who don't know, positive psychology is about the study behind happiness and positive emotion. So we went to Milan first in November, and it was a great experience. It was definitely a lot more commercialized of a city than I had expected. And as somebody who's been to Italy a couple of times to visit family, it felt a lot more metropolitan than other areas, but I still enjoyed it a lot. I wasn't aware that after 4 days studying and exploring Milan, we would embark on a new adventure to Verona, Italy. So that was a nice surprise for the class. And after 4 days, we went to Verona and we got to see the city, which was Shakespeare's inspiration behind Romeo and Juliet. So as you can imagine, the city is super flowery and really just like classic Italy, with people playing music on the side of the street. It felt like a movie. And it was honestly like kind of a dream. So there were a lot of things we did as a class. We got a Romeo and Juliet tour. We ate amazing food and coffee together and just explored the city.
On that tour, did they show you the Romeo and Juliet balcony?
Yeah, so that was one thing that was actually a highlight of the whole trip, was seeing that balcony, and also just like all the rich culture that has obviously existed for so many years. So the last day in Verona, the class had a free day, which was basically just a break from all of the lectures and class group projects and class explorations. So this free day, we could do whatever we wanted, but one thing that we started off with in the beginning of the day was a 10 euro stipend from the professor, which we were encouraged to use to pay for something for other people throughout the city. So since positive psychology is the study of happiness and positive emotion, one thing we learned throughout the semester and our time in Milan and Verona is that one thing that leads to positive emotion is acts of kindness, which benefit both the receiver and giver. So everyone got in groups and was given 10 euros and basically just supposed to figure out a way to make somebody else's day with that money. And my group decided to find a flower shop. We actually spent like an hour walking around the city and really enjoying the small town. And we ended up finding a flower shop on the side of the street, and it was a beautiful, colorful, again, like classic out of a movie looking flower shop.
How many people were in your group?
There were like 4 other people and then me. So we ended up buying a big bouquet of flowers. It was like probably 20 flowers in total, bright pink. And we walked around the city and decided to hand one flower to each person that we passed by, or to each person that seemed like they wanted a flower. And to some people, we would say, like, have a great day. There was one man on the side of the street who was playing music, and instead of giving him money, we gave him a flower, and he actually began to tear up and thank us. And although we couldn't really fully understand him, it was super meaningful to just to see that reaction.
Were most of the reactions positive, or did you get some standoffish people?
There was one woman who was classic Italian, and I guess was kind of suspicious as to why we were handing her something, which is to be expected, but it honestly made it funny in the moment. So yeah, it was definitely something that I don't really do often. Something like, you know, you don't really just go buy a bouquet of flowers and hand them to people every day. And because of that, it was a memory that really stuck out to me. And when I think about my time abroad, it's one of the first things that comes to mind.